Those unscheduled stops. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's done it again, traveling to an economic summit in Sydney, Australia, via an unscheduled stop in Iraq. This is the third time it's happened. He has got to get a better airline. But the interesting thing is that this time, the surprise layover wasn't in Baghdad. This was a visit to call attention to the success of the surge, so he flew to Anbar province, where alliances with Sunni tribes have indeed brought some peace. According to the news dispatch, he bypassed Baghdad, quote, in a symbolic expression of impatience with political paralysis in the nation's capital. But I'm guessing there's another reason he went to Anbar province that had nothing to do with his messaging needs. It was a minor story, but three senators and a member of the House visited Baghdad last week, and on the way out on Thursday, their C-130 was shot at. The Pentagon dismissed the incident as random, small arms fire. But Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who was on that flight, had a little different description. "We were shot at by three rockets," he said. He said that as he looked out the window of the plane, it was dark as the dickens, and he saw a shell. He described the rockets as near misses and says the plane had to take evasive action, changing directions and shaking all around. So yes, I'm sure that the president avoided Baghdad so he could give a pat on the back to the troops who were at the heart of the surge, and so that he could send a message of disapproval to the dawdling politicians in the capital. But it also keeps him at a safe distance from the random small arms fire, still erupting after 4 years, 5 months, and 15 days. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.